smarts in here, the smarts in here, yeah.
Doom. I reference Cena so much, I'm sure you assume that I got a man crush, but I swear it's just random, not fandom. Ignore the lifelike mannequin. You can't see it, I didn't see it. Next to me in my IKEA, and drive somewhere scenic to watch a sunset in Phoenix.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Sean Puff. I'm here with Mike K, and this is Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Supergeeks. What's up, Mike?
What's happening?
Nothing much, man. Just chilling, doing the thing, living the dream, enjoying a great weekend of wrestling again. We've had a couple great weekends of wrestling. We're bringing this to you on recording on Sunday, so sorry for the late drop, guys. I know I've been trying to drop them at midnight, but you're getting it on Sunday. Just allowed us to actually record it later and talk a little more about what's happened up until this actual Sunday. So it's kind of cool. But it's been a crazy week. So like a lot going on, man. And I know you don't follow the dirt sheets like I do and find everything that's going on, but geez, I want to start out real quick. Did you see Impact and RVD's controversial promo?
Yeah, the one with him in the hot tub with the two girls.
Another one with him in the bed with the two girls. And it made it look like they were having a threesome.
I went with the hot tub one, not the bed one. Maybe it was a bed. Maybe it was a bed, not a hot tub.
This one just happened like this week. This was like on this week's episode. This Friday.
I think I saw the hot tub.
Well, they did one in the bed, and he like keeps coming up with like kisses all over his face, and then it shows the two girls like underneath the bed, the blankets together, and apparently someone got upset about it, and they are not. Impact Wrestling is no longer a partner with Twitch, and they are banned from Twitch. Yeah, RVD. RVD got Impact banned.
Yeah, there you go, RVD.
I still think it's hilarious that RVD and Val Venus have swapped gimmicks.
I know. Isn't RVD like close to 60?
I don't know, but he's still having threesomes apparently.
Hell yeah.
I hope when I'm close to 60, I can have threesomes. I'm just saying. Great for him. Oh, I want to say before we go further than MSI, I just want to take a quick a moment for we lost this week Rocky Johnson, The Rock's dad. He passed away this past week. And I don't know if I sent it out to you this morning, but I woke up this morning and I was looking through and I noticed that this morning we lost Iron Mike Sharp.
Yeah.
So I had a couple other guys, too, that happened to pass away that aren't as known to me. And so I would say just aren't as mainstream, but to them as well. Just a quick moment and I say rest in peace, Steve Gillespie, who I actually have no clue who he is. He just passed away as well.
Yeah.
Do you know who he is?
No.
He was Dr. Hannibal in FMW. He teamed with Dr. Luther back in the day.
No, I have no idea.
Dr. Luther debuts and his little partner dies. Coincidence?
Yeah.
Here's another one. This is some breaking news. An indie wrestler with a history of preying on children was arrested yet again. In February 2018, NBC Bay Area News' Damian Truzio reported that indie wrestler Will Cuevas was arrested for sending harmful matter to seduce a child. Just in, San Diego PD arrests San Francisco pro wrestler Will Cuevas for sending harmful matter to seduce a minor. Cuevas is a military veteran who wrestled for charity veteran groups. He once appeared at NBC Bay Area's Comunidad del Val video for YouTube. This is a very disturbing story. Cuevas worked for APW, Big Time Wrestling, Pro Wrestling Revolution. He's not worked a recorded match since 2017, according to Cage Match. Will Cuevas was arrested on January 14th once again for alleged criminal acts against a minor. He was charged with 3 sexually related crimes against children. And if you go to, I actually brought that, and I really hate giving these guys props, because this is probably Jenkins that wrote this story, and I fucking can't stand Jenkins. But I got that from Ringside News. You can read all the information there. They have a link to all the actual documentation. So sad news and disturbing news in the wrestling world this week. But I wanted to kind of get that out of the way so that we could have fun with our show this week.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, you're kind of like Jesus. So let's go on a fun note. I asked you before we went on the air, and I didn't want to spoil it for you since you don't know, but I asked you before we went on the air if you heard about what happened with Brandi Rhodes this week.
No.
So, Brandi Rhodes had her passport stolen. So, she's not going to go on to the Jericho Cruise now. Because her passport was stolen, like, yesterday.
Okay.
So, they have to change shit up because there's supposed to be Nightmare Collective stuff going on, but she doesn't have a passport, and if, in case there's an emergency or something happens, she won't really be able to do anything without a passport, so she's not going to go.
But she can get another one.
Not in, like, a day. The Jericho Cruise leaves tomorrow, guy.
Oh, is it tomorrow? I didn't know what it was.
Yeah, at least tomorrow. That's why they had Bash at the Beach. Bash at the Beach was down in Miami because they leave tomorrow. Yeah, she had her. It was like someone was like, fuck this bitch. I don't want her on the cruise.
Problem.
Yep. It's kind of messed up. But yeah, pretty freaking ridiculous. Yeah. WWE is looking to put Mike Kanellis in a new tag team.
Yeah, I saw that.
Along with Tony Nese. What do you think of that team up?
Try it. At least they got, those guys can at least do something. They're going to be an NXT. It's not even going to do anything major.
True.
But maybe it builds up to something. Who knows?
Yeah.
What else are they going to do? Another cuck story?
Why not?
We've had our fill. We're good with those now.
Ha! Another quick thing before we get into everything for the show this week. This is a spoiler. If you don't like spoilers, cover your ears, like earmuffs. Earmuffs, everyone that doesn't want spoilers. The Impact Wrestling tapings just happened, and at the Impact Wrestling tapings, there was a huge title change, and my homegirl, Thick Mama Pump, Jordynne Grace, is your new Knockouts champion.
Figured that was going to happen.
Yeah, I'm kind of glad for. I love Jordynne Grace. Shout out to Jordynne Grace. Shout out to Jonathan Gresham. He's my Facebook friend. That's Jordynne Grace's man. He's a lucky dude.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's kind of just what's been going on in the news. We got a great show for you ahead. We're going to talk we got a Wednesday Night War weekly wrap up, which actually we'll get into that before we even take a break. We'll do a quick Wednesday Night War weekly wrap up. Why don't we do that? And then from there, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to review last weekend's pay-per-views. I'll talk a little bit about Evolve because Evolve just happened. And then we get wrap the show up. We're going to talk about Sergeant Slaughter. We're going to talk about the leaked Mania card, and yeah, it's going to be fun. Let's get into the Wednesday Night War, though.
Okay.
So you kind of just banged through the Wednesday Night War yourself, no?
Yeah, this week, yeah, I did. Normally I watch them, but this week I didn't get a chance to, so I just went through them real quick.
What did you think about this week's show?
I think that, it was all right.
All right, just all right. You're just like, it was okay.
Like, which one? I thought the NXT tag matches were good.
Okay.
I watched the Riddle and Dunn versus Webster and what's his name? Well, the British team. I forget the other guy's name off the top of my head. But that match was pretty nasty. I think Riddle and Dunn are winning that Dusty Rhodes Classic.
You really do? Yeah, I don't know if I think that they're gonna win it. I guess it would. They could. I hate that. You're supposed to, it's a tag team classic. You're supposed to be a team. It's a fucking team.
And yeah, but they it is. But they kind of put teams together. I mean, like we talked about it before. I mean, they've only been four winners, and two of them were actually real tag teams, and two were teams put together. So
I know it's dumb, though. I'm just saying it's dumb. I'm not saying they don't do it. I'm saying it's dumb. I understand they do it. I still think it's stupid, and they shouldn't do it.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I think. I mean, I think
they give it to the grizzled young vets. I like what you were saying before we went on the air. Mike suggested before we went on the air that the Undisputed Era and Imperium are going to cost themselves, each other rather, the matches, building up their feud. That makes perfect sense to me. But it doesn't make sense to have Riddle and Dunn win when you're trying to push that UK brand a little bit more and getting them more mainstream coverage. I think the Grizzled Young Veterans win it. And it helps their monster heel push.
Okay, but Pete Dunne's from the UK, so why?
No, but he's on regular NXT brand now. Hence why he's Matt Riddle's partner.
Yeah. That makes sense too. I mean, I can see it happening too. They just tend to do it that way. They tend to put random teams together and make them.
They do, which is dumb. I was taking a hit. So how do you feel about Roddy Strong taking on Keith Lee next week?
That's fine. I think they'll finally put them. I'm not sure how long they're going to go with. With the Undisputed Era having all the belts.
Keith Lee needs to win the title. The man should have a title already. Keith Lee needs to win the title. That's it.
Nope. Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's kind of time for him to have a belt.
He should have had a belt already.
Yeah, I don't know what they're planning on doing with all. I mean, it's great that the Undisputed Era has all the belts, but it has been a while. So yeah, you got to kind of make moves out here.
Yeah, you're right.
No, I agree. Keith Lee should win next week. I agree with you.
So from there, we can talk a little bit about what happened with AEW, I guess, because that's kind of all we need to run down with NXT this week. AEW, like I said, we're getting ready to go to C, so they had some matches leading up to that. Going to be an interesting week because, of course, Wednesday's show is not going to be live. I believe they're filming it on Tuesday.
Okay.
And the reason being, they're going to be at sea, and they want to make sure that they get everything. I don't even think they're going to actually record at sea. I think it's going to happen because the itinerary is they leave on Monday at like 4:30, and then I think Tuesday at 7, they arrive in Nassau, Bahamas, and they're in Bahamas for the day, and then they come back at the end of the day, and they're at sea for 2 days.
Okay.
So I believe they're recording this while they're in Bahamas.
Okay.
And not actually at sea. It might still be on the boat, I'm not positive, but even if it is on the boat, it's going to be done while it's sitting in port and not like actually live Wednesday while they're on the ocean.
Right.
So I just say it's interesting because we live in a time where everything gets leaked right away.
True.
Like I'm sure Ringside News is going to have somebody there. H. Jenkins will probably be reporting what happened, making some assumptions or telling you actually not even reporting what happened. We'll be making assumptions from things that Meltzer said because Jenkins doesn't have a mind of his own. So I hate that guy. I really do. He blocked me on Twitter because I trolled him.
Yeah.
So he blocked me on Twitter a long time ago. So I'll hate on him on my podcast. But I don't know. I don't think, like, AEW, it's good, and then it's not good, and then it's good, and then it's not good. It hasn't been consistent to me. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that. It definitely has not been consistent at all.
I think they're still like trying to find their way and what they're trying to do, and they're trying to figure it all out, which is fine. Like,
which is, that's fine if that's what you're doing. But
it's expected. I
don't know.
Like, people expect this to be this like great brand already, and oh my god, that's why this whole Wednesday Night War is kind of ridiculous, because you're not. It's not real. It's not real because they're not even there yet. They don't even know what they're doing yet.
Right. I agree. I totally agree. It's definitely been, and I said that from the beginning. You know, people who jumped on and said that, you know, AEW is going to be ridiculous and blah 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 blah. And I told people from the beginning, I said, you know, it's not going to be what you think it's going to be. Because I think the biggest problem, too, is that they don't. The idea was that you're going to establish people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Establish new stars, establish, like, you know, a new brand, basically, of wrestlers. And yet, every week, it's the same people. And it's no different than watching Ring of Honor.
Well, they don't have a large roster yet, so that's a problem. The fact that they're limited with the wrestlers they can put on the air because they don't have an extensive roster. And even some of the guys that have prior commitments. We talked about Jack Swagger on the show already and how he has commitments with he's not in UFC. He's in what's the other one?
Bellator or whatever.
Yeah, he's in Bellator, and he's got a fight coming up in October. I believe it's October or September. So he can't actually get physical in an AEW ring until then.
Right. Which is just, to me, it's like, well, then why did you
why is he here? Right? What are you doing? Like, why is he here right now if you can't really do anything
with him? I know you needed to get, like, you needed to make a big splash right away, and I get that part, but to me it's just like, I mean, the prior commitment stuff, and it's just not.
Well, had the same thing going with MJF. You notice MJF didn't really do much. Now you'll see him doing more because his contract with MLW just ended.
Yeah, so, he's doing fine. He's doing great as with promos and stuff,
but he hasn't really been in the ring.
Yeah, and I think too, the problem is too, their feuds, for some reason, they're taking forever, or they don't continue them.
No, they do. Here's the problem. They have these feuds going on, but what AEW does, and what I've been saying for the longest time, is they shoot themselves in the foot because they base so much on what goes on being the elite.
Yeah, being the elite, which, you know, that's like, not the way to, because then you're not bringing in new fans. You're just catering to the fans that you already had.
That are already watching that show. Because people like me, that I'm not going to watch Being the Elite. I don't give two shits about Being the Elite. I couldn't care less about Being the Elite. I hate Kenny Omega with his stupid, I'm going to be this funny character. I don't like it. I don't like it.
Yeah, I agree.
But it's what they do. I think that's shooting themselves in the foot because I don't want to see, like, people don't want to see that shit. I guess there are people that do want to see that shit. So I can't say people don't want to see that shit. I hope this doesn't unplug anything I need on right now. It'll suck balls. It didn't. Good. I got to move some plugs around in my room to plug my phone in. I don't want to just shut off on us in the middle of this. But I don't know. There's some good things they have going. There's some things that are horrible. They have plans. Some of the plans just got all screwed up. I mean, this whole thing with the Dark Order.
Yeah.
It was supposed to be Marty Scurll.
Yeah, supposed to be Marty Scurll. I've also heard it was supposed to be. Then there's rumors that it could have been Matt Hardy and Luke Harper / Brody Lee. And then it was going to be Hangman Page. So, like, I don't think they even know who it's actually going to be.
They're like, somebody will be it.
And it's like, we don't know what we want to do yet. And I think that's the problem, is they don't have, because they don't have an idea of what they really want to do yet, things just kind of get pushed off, and then they just kind of just drag on.
Yeah, you're right. You know? You're right.
Like this Cody and MJF stuff now is going on, what, 2 months?
And we haven't had anything with it. It's not really gone anywhere.
Right. When did they turn on them? What was that? That was that pay-per-view in December, I think, right?
Yeah. But you also have to think of this. You also have to think of this. AEW is only going to have 4 pay-per-views a year right now. So you have to expect some feuds to progress at a slower pace, because you need to stretch it out 4 months until the next pay-per-view.
Right, but you do, but you don't. Like, right now, I get that, but you can do some stuff on your show, though.
Yeah.
You know? Like, you can do some building on your show, and they don't really even do that.
They do a little bit. They could probably do more, but they do a little bit.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. But
yeah, I mean, the women's division's not that great.
That's true.
You know, the women's division's not that great. The tag division's good, but there's a lot of, like, I don't know.
There's a lot of It's funny because there's a lot of people in their tag division, and they've, like, that's what they push themselves. A lot of people, you know. People talk about, they don't need to get the revival, they don't need to get this, they have so many teams. But that's, you have to remember, when they went into this, that was what they said that their thing was going to be. They were going to have the best tag team division in professional wrestling. So, whatever, I'm fine with them having all these teams and so many people, because their goal is to have the best tag team division in wrestling.
Right.
People get mad at it.
Yeah. They're struggling with not having a mid-card title. I think a mid-card title actually helped them.
Yeah, they tried to do it with that ring. No, isn't that supposed to be like a mid-card title?
I don't think so, because you don't really put it online or anything like that. It's just you won whatever thing it was, and then that's it.
Yeah. They need a mid-card title.
Have a tournament for your mid-card title.
Yeah, lead it up to the next pay-per-view.
Right. That'll just give you content for the next, like, whatever month, however long it's going to be until your next pay-per-view.
Was the last pay-per-view? Like, a month ago? 2 months ago?
It was beginning of December, right? So probably about a month ago.
So a month and a half ago? So if you say a month and a half ago, we're getting to, you know what I mean? Because if it was the beginning of December, then you figure we're almost the beginning of February.
So they had Full Gear in November.
And then they had something in December.
Then they have Fighter Fest. That's not Fighter Fest, was it?
No, Fighter Fest might have happened before that. So I think Full Gear might have been the last one.
Was Full Gear the last one?
I think so.
No, I thought they had something in December. I don't know.
No, they definitely didn't have, like, another pay-per-view. Full Gear was the last pay-per-view.
Okay, so that was November.
So, December, January. You only got 2 months. Do a tournament to your mid-card title right now.
Yeah.
Bang, you're good.
Yeah, they haven't. You're looking at over 2 months. 2.5 months. Since you've had a pay-per-view, which means 2.5 months since the whole thing with MJF and Cody happened.
Yep.
So, you know what I mean? Like, people kind of, I don't want to say people lose interest, because you're going to have the...
Well, like I said, but I think they've carried that on, just where we don't really pay attention. That's being carried on being the Elite, I believe. And I don't know, because I don't watch that show. But I believe it's being carried. I'll check. You know what? I'm going to check with the Apostles and ask them later if that's still going on with the Elite.
Yeah, if they're doing anything.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, that's all. They just seem to be, It just seems to be that they could use little changes of a couple things. I think you got kind of stale already because it's the same stuff every week.
Well, I heard Tony Khan now is taking over and trying to switch things up. And that's why you've seen a little bit more sensible long-term booking, which is kind of funny.
Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
But other than that, let's take a quick break. Pay a little bit of bills. Not really. But take a quick break. Run a quick commercial or two for you. And then we're going to come back and get into that pay-per-view weekend review and maybe even review this weekend. This is Smark, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks. We'll be right back. And we're back. Man, we still got a lot to talk about, man. And we kind of just did a breakdown and a rundown and just gave you your Wednesday Night War weekly recap, which is going to be kind of a new continuous thing where we'll kind of talk about what's going on with that wild and wacky war between NXT and AEW.
Yeah, it's so wacky and wild.
Wacky and wild. Like the wailing, flailing inflatable tube man. Wacky and wild. Yeah. Bullshit. Anyway, so we had a great weekend. Last weekend, we had a great weekend of wrestling. You know, by the time we recorded it before anything happened, so we didn't get to run anything down. We previewed everything for you last week. This week, we're going to review that all. So we'll start out with a quick rundown of Honor, Ring of Honor. Actually, no. We're going to start out with NXT UK Blackpool 2. Mike, do you end up watching that?
I did. Yeah, I watched Blackpool.
What'd you think of Blackpool?
It was good. It was really good.
Yeah, I thought it was. I thought it was a good show.
Yeah, I expected everything to happen. I kind of expected.
Best match of the night.
Best match of the night.
Yeah.
Question.
I think it's easy. Tyler Bate, Jordan Devlin. Best match of the night.
Yeah. I thought the ladder match was probably for me, it's probably the ladder match.
Really? It was good, yeah, but I think I would go four Bibles for Bate and Devlin and 3.5 for the ladder match.
Okay.
Like Bate and Devlin just left it all out there. Like it was insane. It was insane. And Walter Joe Kofi wasn't that bad either.
No, I thought I don't know. For some reason, I felt like that match sort of dragged after a while.
Well, it kind of followed two incredible matches, so it was hard. Like, it was in a bad spot where it's the championship match, but you have that insane Tyler Bate Jordan Devlin match, which steals the show. And then you have that ladder match, which is incredibly amazing. So I think it kind of made it hard. There's a lot for that to live up to, and you've got a totally different style. You have two brawlers in Walter and Kofi.
I expected some interference from Pete from Dennis Rivera.
Yeah.
I didn't think they were gonna do it at the end. I thought they were gonna do it during the match or something like that. But they didn't. They actually came at the end, which was fine. I was fine with that part. But I think that was almost kind of what it was kind of building to. One of those things was like you were dragging on like they were gonna something's gonna happen at the end.
Yeah, it kind of was, and I was kind of surprised. Like, you expected things. I mean, you knew it. I can't say. I think I was surprised when Undisputed Era showed up. I wasn't expecting them. I can't say. Oh, I knew they were coming.
I expected them to be there.
Did you? I didn't. I honestly didn't. I'm not gonna lie and say I did.
I expected them to be there at the end, and not that I expect all four of them. I thought maybe just like one or. I thought maybe just like. Fish and O'Reilly were going to be there or something.
Okay.
As I originally said, I thought maybe they'd come out during the ladder match and cost Imperium the shot of the titles.
Yep.
Which I thought that was, it was kind of building that way because there was one point where I thought where Eichner and where Imperium was like basically climbing the ladder going for the belts And everyone was out. I was like, oh, here comes that. Here they come. He comes Undisputed Era right now to cost them the match. Mm-hmm. And then they didn't come out. I was like, oh, all right. Well, maybe they're not coming out.
There you go. Guess we're not doing that.
Yeah. I kind of thought they were going to be there. And then during that, the Walter match, I was like, all right, they're going to come out during this one. And then it kind of dragged on. It's like, all right, yeah, they're just waiting. They're just buying their time, building it up to have them come out. And then they don't come out. All right, well, I guess they're not coming. I was thinking to myself, man, this would have been a good point to have Undisputed Era come out and build up their feet for World's Collide, seeing they were talking about it the entire show.
Yeah.
And then it came out at the end. It's like, all right, well, that works, I guess.
Yeah, well, it is what it is.
That was good.
Yeah,
that show was pretty good.
It was a good show. I enjoyed it. Overall, what would you rate that?
I would say probably 4.5 out of 5, somewhere around there.
The whole show. I'm not talking about that match. I'm talking about the whole show.
Yeah, the whole show. I gave like 4.5 out of 5.
Really? I'm not gonna go that high. That first match was an okay match. But I wasn't into it. Maybe it was just me doing things at the time that I was watching it. And even the women's match was good, but I mean, I did enjoy the whole thing. I'm going to say 3.75 Bibles, and some people will be mad at me and say I should give it 4. Maybe 4. I'll go 4. 4 Bibles,
yeah,
I'll give that next
year. I'd say probably more on the 4.
Then next...
I would say probably 4.
It's going to be interesting what happens next weekend when Worlds Collide on that show. That's going to be good. This got a great card for that. We'll preview that. Next week's show is going to be great. It's going to be our pit stop for the Rumble and Worlds Collide.
Yeah.
So we're going to make sure we record that early so I can drop that early. We're not going to wait. That's not going to drop at midnight because when Worlds Collide is on Saturday. So I'm going to try to drop that Saturday morning at midnight and get it out a day early. So that we can preview both of those shows for you guys. The next show that happened that weekend, what was really the next? Maybe it was the next show. The next show that happened, the last show maybe. I don't know. Ring of Honor, Honor Reigns Supreme, kind of a dead brand. This one, I don't know. I watched it. I watched it live as it was happening, along with Impact. I don't think there's anything I was really super surprised about. Sumi Sakai winning a match. I don't know why that happened. I hate that Danhausen guy. These IWC loves him. All these like little young wrestling fans. Oh, he's the greatest thing on the indies. Danhausen. I'm like, no, he's if Crazy Steve and Sting had a baby and it was raised by Eugene. That's Danhausen.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I don't like that guy. He lost anyway.
Yeah,
there wasn't really anything exciting that happened. I guess Villain Enterprises losing the tag title. That was kind of shocking.
That's considering you just made Marty Scurll like your top guy and your number one like person.
And let's transition to
lose.
But I guess it's that elite mentality of let's not put my boys over on my first night. That's what I think.
I'm not saying just put your boys over, but I get that part, I guess, but I don't know.
I mean, I don't think that anyone would have been upset or like, oh, of course they went over if they won that match. You know what I mean? I don't think they would have been harmed in the Villain Enterprises winning that match.
Yeah.
I just don't see how they could have been. So I think there was no need to have them lose the tag belts there. And so many people hate La Faction and Gobernable. Dragon Lee, Kenny King, and Roosh. God, please, no. It just didn't feel like a big show. It didn't feel like anything important.
Yeah.
And it's because it's a dead brand. And there's not, I mean, you don't have your world championship defended. Because your world champ is also your six-man champ.
Yeah.
So, I also get taking the belt off of him for that reason.
Yeah. I don't know. To me, it's like, if I'm Marty Scurll, I guess you can't walk away from money. If they give you all kinds of power and stuff like that, I guess you don't have to do that much, so why not? But, I don't know.
I mean, they gave him the keys to the kingdom. Let's talk about that now. This is why, like, people are like, we kind of didn't even really get into that, but yeah, we're going to talk that right now. Marty Scurll, for any of you who are living under a rock, has signed a new deal with Ring of Honor, where he's now got the keys to the kingdom. He's the producer. He's the head booker. He got WWE main event roster money, which I don't know where Ring of Honor is getting this money, seeing that they can't even get 200 people to their shows.
I don't know.
I feel like you couldn't say no to that, even though it messed up plans in other places.
I totally understand why you couldn't say no. But my point is that, like, I don't know, compare it to like the NFL, right? Compare it to like football for a second. You know, the playoffs are going on right now. If you give all your money to every possible dime you have to your quarterback. And then leave it, and then hope and think that he's going to be able to just carry you to the Super Bowl. It doesn't work that way. You got to bring in you got to put stuff around him too. And so,
unless it's Tom Brady,
good for him. I mean, good for him for getting the money. Good for him for having control of the brand and stuff like that. But he's getting control of a brand that we all think is dead.
A dead brand. Like, you're in control of a dead brand now, Marty. It's your
move. Now you're in control of that brand. You have the bulk of all the money, pretty much.
But he's also going to be allowed to work with the NWA and potentially even AEW. So, because he's in charge of all that. He's the executive producer, so he's able to work those relationships out. So it could benefit Ring of Honor and help them get out of the fucking shithole that they're in by letting him be the one in that position and making these relationships.
But do you really want these guys just jumping around from brand to brand and freaking, you know, we just talked about commitments and stuff like that. Why AEW's having problems because their guys are all committed to doing other things. Do you really want that to continue?
Fair enough. But I think NWA, it works.
Yeah.
NWA's studio wrestling. They're there. They're not on the road all the time. It's just you can make NWA work and make sense.
Well, it's just Impact.
It's not Impact. I'm talking about Power.
I know. But Power is nothing more than just Impact in a studio.
No. Impact's way better than it used to be. I think, you hate on Impact. Guys, stop hating on Impact.
Everyone on that show is from Impact.
No.
Yes. 90% of the roster on Power is all guys who are named Impact altogether at some point in time.
May I have your attention, please?
Every single one of them.
Can I have your attention, please? Huh? I just received an email from the anonymous Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Kicks general manager.
Do we have one of those?
did you not hear that? Did that not come through on your end of the phone? Maybe it was just on my end?
I didn't hear it, no.
So for any of you guys that don't know, me and Mike aren't sitting live in the same room. You can probably hear a little bit on his sound. Mike, we do this a lot of times over the phone. So Mike is over the phone right now. So that bloop sound that you guys heard, Mike didn't hear it because it came from my phone and it doesn't relay that through to his end of it. So there was like a little bloop sound that kind of sounded like the Raw general manager. That's why I said that.
Oh, okay.
When you listen to the episode later, you'll hear it. Because it came through the speakers and it got recorded. It's up there. What was I saying before I got interrupted? What were you? You were saying it was a lie, so it doesn't matter. You're wrong. Impact is different.
No lies, true.
NWA is old Impact, if you want to say that. It's TNA. It's not Impact.
Yeah, fine. Whatever. It's old Impact.
It's TNA. It's not Impact. It's TNA. You can call it TNA.
Okay, fine. It was called TNA.
NWA is TNA.
NWA, TNA, Power.
But, you know, TNA represented NWA for a while. The NWA title was defended on TNA.
You can call it that.
Speaking of which, did you see that Mania Weekend, Impact, is having a throwback TNA show?
Yeah?
They are. It's like gonna, it's booked as a TNA show, not as an Impact show.
Okay.
With their old school TNA logo, like their original logo. And somebody, people were tweeting out about it. Someone said, how can you have an old school TNA program without having guys like AJ Styles there because they're signed to WWE?
Good point.
And then I don't even remember who it was, but somebody from the Impact roster, it might have been Ethan Page, tweeted out a picture of Hornswoggle at a book signing, and he said, look, we can just dress Hornswoggle up as AJ Styles and do that. And it's wicked funny because the picture of Hornswoggle looks like midget AJ Styles. Wicked funny. He's got like the hair, same like hairstyle and everything.
Yeah.
Wicked funny. But yeah, that's what Impact's gonna do.
Oh, nice.
Since we've made some great transitions here, so let's transition right over to Impact and talk Impact right now. So we also had that same night was Impact Hard to Kill. I'm a huge Impact wrestling fan. You kind of hate on it, but you don't even watch it, so I don't understand how you can hate on it when you're not watching it.
But yeah,
sorry. No, Impact's awesome.
Here's the problem I have with Impact. There's two problems I have with Impact. Number one, the announcers are terrible. Can't stand the announcers. Number two, they need to get out of that freaking Orlando place. Where the hell they tape that show or do that show? Because you literally can't hear. Nobody in the fans say a word. What's going on?
No, they travel around now. They've stopped. They don't do that anymore.
It's so, every episode you watch, it's so quiet. It's unbelievable. There's just no energy on that show.
They travel around now more, and they have, like, relationships in Mexico and Canada. So I actually do a lot of stuff in Mexico and Canada.
Yeah. Those are my problems with them. One, their announcers are terrible, and two, they
you don't like
just,
Mike Tenay?
The atmosphere is just awful.
You don't like Mike Tenay?
I never liked Mike Tenay.
Do you like Jordan Matthews? I like Jordan Matthews.
No, I don't like any of those guys. There's nothing to them.
You don't like, actually, it's not even Mike Tenay on Impact.
It's not Mike Tenay anymore.
What's his name?
Thank God, Mike Tenay's terrible.
It's, what's his name?
It's Jordan Matthews and somebody else. Josh Matthews? No, Josh Matthews and, I don't know, Brad Phillips? I don't know.
No. It's the guy that used to be the higher power from ECW. He was the network. Cyrus the Virus.
Oh, yeah. The Jackal?
The Jackal, yes, it's him.
Yeah.
He's the other. I can't think of his name right now. I know his name, I just can't think of it right now. I'm drawing a blank.
Yeah.
But anyway, Impact's always great. Yeah. I love what Impact does now. Let me tell you my gripes with Impact. Okay? First, there it is again. I got another email from the general manager, and he says, don't tell them your gripes.
I don't hear him.
He said, don't tell them your gripes. And I said, I'm doing it. It's my show. So here are my gripes with Impact. First, some of their skits are just really, really corny. Like the Rascals. It was funny at first when they were doing all of their promo. If you don't watch the Rascals, all of their promos are done in the style of the smoke session in that 70s show.
Uh-huh.
So it's the three of them sitting around, and a cloud of smoke is supposed to, like, just passing a joint around or a blunt around. And someone always ends up walking into the conversation with them. It's been Falaba. It's been Moose. It's been one of their moms, Trey's mom. It's always somebody. But yeah. It's kind of corny. They're really corny and they're really stupid. And it makes them come across, it makes the Rascals come across like they're the little Rascals. Like they're 14-year-old boys.
Okay.
And it's just, I don't like it. The same thing with the vignettes and the promos they do with what's her name? The Undead Bride, Su Young and Jessica Havoc and Rosemary and the Sinister Minister.
Yeah.
Those are corny. They're stupid. So far, let's just look at some of the things that have happened in that storyline. Su Young murdered Allie in the Undead Realm and stabbed her with a knife and killed her, and she's been gone since. Now she's the bunny in AEW. But she died.
Again.
She died. She's dead. Then they had Jessica Havoc hanged Su Young over a staircase, like from the top of a staircase, and hanged her and killed Su Young. So Su Young died, and then she miraculously came back to life, but she doesn't know that she's Su Young. Now she's just Susie, and she's this mild-mannered girl who kind of recognizes people but doesn't really know who any of them are or why they look familiar to her. But she's Susie. Hi, I'm Susie. Nice to meet you. And the Sinister Minister is trying to get her to go back to her dark side.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's the reaction. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Like, what? It's just, it's dumb. It's dumb. And that, those are my biggest gripes. Like that, and my other gripe with them is on their weekly programming, they always do these goddamn Impact Plus rewinds. And they show me an old match from Impact or TNA from years ago. Listen, I don't want to see Jeff Jarrett versus Kurt Angle from 10 years ago. 15 really? Years ago.
It's trying to get the old school hardcore audience that still remembers the good old days.
I don't want to see Abyss versus Jeff Jarrett in a King of the Mountain match.
Yeah.
It irks me. I won't watch it live because of that. I watch it later when I can fast forward through that shit.
Yeah, skip through all of it.
It's ridiculous. I hate it.
So they don't have enough stuff to like talk about. So like, oh, we're just gonna put something in here because we got nothing going on.
Yeah, basically. But let's run down this card and what happened. So we had Ken Shamrock defeating Madman Fulton. Ace Austin defeated Trey. Tyak Valkyrie defeated Jordan Grace and ODB. Brian Cage and Rob Van Dam was a no contest.
What?
No, that's, I don't know why it says that. Yeah, I don't know. It says it's a no contest. I'm reading that it's a no contest, and then he defeated Daga. That never happened.
Yeah.
Rob Van Dam won that match. That's weird. Then we had the Kaya Shots trophy match, Eddie Edwards defeating Michael Elgin, which surprised me. Moose defeated Rhino. I fucking love Moose.
Moose.
That's my guy. He's my Facebook friend, too.
Yeah.
So is half the roster, though. So, but the North defeats Willie Mack. Rich Swann didn't even fight in the match, and that was kind of a given that the North was going to win that one. And then the main event on that, we saw Tessa Blanchard defeat Sami Callihan, despite all the drama that happened days before, which we haven't even touched upon yet. So kind of let's talk about that. How do you feel about all that stupid negativity and drama shit that came out about Tessa Blanchard right before she won the world title?
Hey, it's sad. I don't know if it was like, it sounds kind of like almost like a PR move, but also sounds like just straight up like someone's just jealous.
Like, I'm not doubting that some of the shit happened. I'm not doubting that she's a bitch. I'm not doubting that she's a fucking...
I'm sure she is, but who cares? Like, the wrestlers, like... You know?
It's cancel culture. We live in a time where everything's... If I don't like it, cancel it. I want it canceled. You need to delete it. I want that gone. I don't want to have to hear it. And that's where we are right now in society. Like, if we were mainstream, if we ever get mainstream, we will be mainstream for 3 days.
Yeah, then someone cancels.
We will get canceled because I'm not PC. I say it like it is. Right. Some people like that, and that's what they like about me. That's what they like about this show. But some people get offended because we coddled people. I'm gonna get political here for a moment and say because we gave out ninth place trophies and we told teachers that you can't fail our kids and tell them that they're wrong about something.
Yeah.
So now there are a bunch of pussy snowflakes who think everything needs to go their way, and if they don't like it, you should get canceled.
Yeah.
But it is what it is.
Yeah, I also wonder if maybe it was just to kind of build up some drama or build up
I think Allison Kay is a little whiny bitch because she's still whining and complaining and bitching about it on Twitter.
Probably. I don't give a fuck about
Twitter. I think that she has issues. She's mad because Impact never used her properly.
Yeah.
And she has a legit beef with Tessa over that shit from before, even though it's already been settled with other people. She's butthurt about shit and doesn't like her and uses that as a reason to not like her. So she's going to try to push cancel culture and cause cancel culture to cost Tessa Blanchard that spot, which I think is stupid.
Yeah, absolutely stupid. Good on Impact to not, fall into that trap and really kind of, and still go as what they went to, because it's a pretty big thing. I mean, they just made a woman the world champion.
Yeah, absolutely.
Whether you like it or not, whether you're for it or not, they still did it. You can still sit there and say, yeah, Impact has a woman as their champion.
Yep.
A woman wrestler is the heavyweight champion on Impact.
She fought a man and beat him. And we don't block it with mixed match challenge where the boys can't touch the girls and the girls can't touch the boys. We have a woman world champion. Yeah. They're equal.
Right. And they should build on that, and they should promote the shit out of that. And
I heard a rumor that they're going to eliminate the Knockouts Championship and just have one champion.
See, I don't agree with that. Because I think Tessa Blanchard fits the mold as someone who legit can beat the men and legit is a badass and all that stuff.
Where Kiera Hogan isn't going to be the world champ.
Right, exactly. So you kind of need something for the women who are really never going to be world champion. Like, you're not going to put the heavyweight title on ODB. You know what I mean? Yeah. You're not going to put the world title on, so because of that, I think you still need to have a Knockouts champion. You still need that part because the women still need a title to fight for. And that's fine. Tessa Blanchard is the world champion. If you want to throw someone else in there, I just don't think it's a big thing. It's a big moment. Good on Impact for pulling the trigger and actually doing it. See where it goes now for the next month. Promote the shit out of it. Have her do all kinds of freaking PR shit outside of whatever. And do meet and greets, all that crap, and see how it goes. And if it becomes a big thing, and then you're wrong with it. If it doesn't, it doesn't seem to be catching on, it's not working, you just have her get beat by somebody and take it right back.
Yeah.
And you can always, and she'll always be world champion. She always can say, hey, Impact is the only brand to ever have a female world champion.
Yep. You're very right.
Use that for their future. And if it works, great. I mean, I'm not saying she needs to be champion for the next, 6 years or whatever. But, hey, if she's champion for, a month, 2 months till the next pay-per-view, and then she loses right back to Sami Callihan, fine. Or if she loses it to somebody else, fine. You have her lose by some you know, some crazy shit. Who knows?
Yeah, true.
I don't know. You can do whatever you want. You can have it. I mean, I just, to me, it's just like, but don't, like, start thinking that, oh, because you made a woman champion, now we're going to make every woman champion. Everybody's going to, no, you're just going to make it, you know, you're going to ruin the specialness
of her being the world champion. Because, now I agree with
right.
you. Like, Alexa Bliss isn't going to be in that spot. I mean, sure. Right. Yeah. Yes, if you have certain men that are world champion, but you also have bigger men that could go for that title, where it's right. not going to make sense, and you're not going to be able to tell a good story. You have to
right.
reserve right. that. And I'll say this. Impact does have multiple women that could be in that spot. You have Tessa Blanchard. You have Taya Valkyrie. You have Jordynne Grace. All three of those right. women could be in that position. So I can see them being involved in it. And maybe, you know, Tessa defends against one of them. And maybe she loses the belt to a Jordynne Grace. And Jordynne Grace has to fight a guy. But it's Jordynne Grace who is believable in a match against a male.
Right, exactly.
Where Alicia Edwards mm-hmm. isn't going to be. Unless she's fighting, like, I could see Alicia Edwards versus Trey or Ace Austin.
Right.
But when you're looking at guys in that world title picture, I think you're limiting what you can do with your females if you eliminate the women's title. But
right, exactly.
But mind you, this is all rumor and innuendo, and it's probably just a bunch of internet smarks who make assumptions based on what they heard. And what they heard was that they're going to let other women fight for that title now. That Taya Valkyrie and Jordynne Grace would be used in that title picture.
I mean, yeah, like, what are you going to do? You're going to do a triple threat match between Taya Valkyrie, Jordynne Grace, and Tessa Blanchard for the world title?
No, probably not. But I could see
I
could see Tessa fighting one of them at one point, because she said she'll fight men, she'll fight women. She doesn't care. She'll defend it against anybody. So I could see that happening. But I don't see an Alicia Edwards. And when you really think about it, there's not really that many. There's her, there's Kiara, Hogan. I guess I wouldn't really put Rosemary against a guy. I wouldn't put Sue Young against a guy. But maybe.
Right.
Sue Young fought, who the hell did she fight Mania weekend at Joey Ryan's penis party?
I don't know.
She fought the country guy. Why can't I think of his name?
James Storm?
No, not James. No, he's an old school guy. Like from the 80s. His name is on the tip of my tongue. I want to say it's like Tom something. I'm just going to Google Sue Young.
Tom Zink?
No. Isn't Tom Zink dead?
I don't know.
What is his name? But Sue Young's fought men. So I guess Sue Young. Jessica Havoc. I can see Jessica Havoc fighting against guys. So it's not like completely unbelievable. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right. It's not unbelievable.
Wow. Hey, you want to hear something crazy? If you type in Sue Young, Joey Ryan's penis party, Google Sue Young's Joey Ryan's penis party for me.
Okay.
And tell me what the top thing is. The top thing that comes up.
Night of Comedy in Action.
Is that the Night of Comedy in Action? What do you mean?
Tracy Smothers, that's what it was.
Tracy Smothers, yes, you're right. Is that a video that you're looking at? I don't mean the first video. What's the first, like, article?
No, that wasn't a video. It was just one of the first links. It just goes right to the results.
And what was the next one?
It says results, YouTube video, then I don't know. Another one of, I think, another video or something. I don't know. Then report on it.
Do you see one that says Joey Ryan's penis party review, wrestle cum?
No.
No?
No.
Okay. On mine, that's the top one.
Oh.
That's my article on GodHatesGeeks.com.
Well, there you go.
Maybe it's because it's my article. It's the top one. Maybe. For
George.
But Tracy Smothers, yeah, she fought Tracy Smothers.
Right.
No, but I can't. She shouldn't be wrestling guys. Maybe Jessica Havoc. I can see Jessica Havoc fighting guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess you just gotta leave it, like, I don't know. I agree with you. I agree with what you're saying. But I think, like, certain women can do it, certain women can't. You don't get rid of the knockouts type.
Yeah, I think that's, but don't get rid of the
Yeah.
Just run with your big moment. Push it. You know, promote it big time. See if you can get some new people and new, like, you know, new viewership, things like that. Go from there.
Yeah.
Don't overreach just because you had a lot of them.
Yeah, well, you absolutely don't want to overreach with it and just... Because I think that I think that's what you do if you make it just that. But again, there are women on that roster. I don't know the entire Impact roster, but I can't really think of that many other women on the roster. Like, they don't have a large... Let's look at Impact women's roster and see what we got here. Because I don't really think that they have a large enough roster that it's... necessary for them to just be like, all right, we're gonna get rid of the knockouts division.
Yeah. Are they gonna get rid of the knockouts division or just gonna get rid of the knockouts title?
The knockouts title. But if you get rid of the knockouts title, you're gonna get rid of the knockouts division. There's not gonna be a division. Oh, yeah. The women will just be in a regular division.
Okay. So then, but then you're going to have, what, are you going to have matches with guys and girls all the time?
I guess. So they have, but yeah. here's their roster. Alicia Edwards, Havoc, Jordan Grace, Kiara Hogan, Madison Rain, Rosemary, Sue Young, Taya Valkyrie. It says Tennille Dashwood, but I don't believe she's under contract with them. She could be, though.
Yeah.
And Tessa Blanchard.
Yeah, so that's basically what you guys said.
You can put Jessica Havoc, you could put Jordan Grace, you could put Taya Valkyrie. Tennille Dashwood, yeah. I don't see fighting guys.
Nope. Madison Rain, no.
Madison Rain, no. Kiara Hogan, no. I mean, maybe, but no. Rosemary, not really. Sue Young, not really either. I mean... I think you need that belt for them.
Right. I do.
So, that's what that is. Speaking of if you have it, just run with it. I'm going to throw this out there right now. This October, 23rd to the 30th, there's going to be a Halloween cruise. It's yet to be named. We're kind of coming up with what the name of this is going to be. It's a group being sponsored by Sail with Sarah and Sean, and it's going to be Boston to Bermuda, 7 nights, with prices starting at $1,300, tax fees, everything included. If you're interested in this, go check us out online. We're Sail with Sarah and Sean on Facebook. You can find us there. Check us out. Come aboard the Norwegian Gem with us, sailing out of Boston, October 23rd. Come find us. Let's move on, though. Sergeant Slaughter is not a veteran. Like, you don't believe that.
Because he's not a veteran?
Yeah, like he's not. What did you say that you never believed that?
Yeah, I never believed that he was a veteran.
But he's always said he was a veteran. He always said he was military.
Well, that's fine, but I never actually believed him.
Why would you not believe him?
Because why? Because he was just a wrestler, and I saw him in a cartoon.
But he always portrayed himself to be, like, even when he was out of character. Which I guess
just
he
like
never
man,
really appeared out
like
of character.
The Million Dollar Man was really a Million Dollar Man.
Yeah, I know that, but Sergeant Slaughter was always Sergeant Slaughter everywhere. Like, you knew that he had a real name, but it was still, oh yeah, like, even when he, like, talked about his character out of character, he referred to his military service. And that he was a that he was in the military. He said that he was in Vietnam.
Okay. So you guess he was none of that?
No, he never did any of that. He was never in the military at all.
So he's stolen valor?
Yeah, and apparently there are Marines that are now upset about this. Because like they started to look it up and they're like, wait a minute. This guy was never in the military. He's, like, lying to people, and he needs to stop. Which is kind of ridiculous when you think about it.
Yeah, it's kind of ridiculous.
Like, he's been getting death threats from people. Because he's claiming military
really?
Service. Yeah. Yeah, Sergeant Slaughter's getting death threats because he's not a sergeant.
So he's just gonna call himself Slaughter?
You what?
Are you just going to call him Slaughter then?
I don't know. I don't know. So this is what he said. This is an article that I found by Fox News Entertainment. So this is like legit. This is like from Fox News, not just from like some little corny site.
Well, I wouldn't. The words Fox News are legit don't actually go for
yourself. Fair and balanced, dude. It's fair and balanced. Fox News.
No, Fox
this
News,
is a
Fox
but this
News
is a Fox News article on this whole situation. And they asked him
probably not real at all.
It was an interview with him, with Steve Credo about the death threats. And they said, how'd you join the military and how did they lead into a career in pro wrestling? And he says, I was actually born in Beaufort, South Carolina. My father was in the Marine Corps at Parris Island, and he lived in a farm back in Minnesota. He was a poor. We moved back there. When it was time for me to get out of high school, my parents really couldn't afford to send me to college. So my father suggested maybe I want to join the Corps, join the military service, and maybe do college later. So I thought, that's probably what I'll do. So I'll go into the Marine Corps, and then I'll go to college when I get out. I got halfway there, ended up at a pro wrestling training camp on leave, and got into a little scuffle with the British Empire champion Billy Robinson, and I knew that's what I wanted to do. So he still contends that he was a Marine.
Well, how do you know he's not a Marine then?
Because the Marines are saying that he's not a Marine.
Okay.
Like, this is not like just randomly somebody said on the internet. Watch this. Let's see. Marines say Sergeant Slaughter, not a Marine. Let's see if this comes up right now. But there was an article about the Marines writing like they
I'm looking at it right now.
So you found it.
I'm looking at one of them right now. It says that after searching through the databases for Slaughter's real name, Robert Rudolph Remus, we found no such records showing Sergeant Slaughter's military service. We initiated search of the files maintained by the Manpower Management Records and Performance Branch. MMRP was not able to identify Mr. Remus as a member of former member of the U.S. Marine Corps or Marine Corps Reserve based upon the information provided in your request.
Sergeant Slaughter should come back as a heel who
accepted the Commander in Chief's Gold Medal of Merit from the Veterans of Foreign Wars in 2009.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he's got awards and shit for being in the Marines, and now they're saying that they can't find any records of him actually ever being in the Marines. And he just portrayed someone in the Marines so much to the point that people just believed him and gave him military medals. So people are now making death threats to him about it.
I guess, yeah. I mean,
it's kind of messed up. It really is.
It is kind of messed up.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not military, so I don't understand. Like, I'm going to talk to people I know that are military and ask them their opinions of it. I wish I had somebody I could call right now military and just be like, hey.
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think? How do you feel about this as being former military? But I can't imagine that. I mean, they put their lives at risk. And like, you're just gonna like claim that you did that and you did it and get medals for shit you didn't do? You got a Medal of Valor because you pretended that you were a military veteran so well that no one questioned it. And in real life, you weren't really a military veteran, and you didn't say, hey, let's not go through with giving me this Medal of Valor because I'm just a character and it's not real. I'm just pretending to be. But now he's in so deep that he can't come out now and be like, yeah, no, I'm not a real veteran. I was never in the military. Now he has to go with this story.
Yeah. I mean, did he say he was in, like, was he in Vietnam? No, right?
No, now it's like, but he always used to say that he was in Vietnam. But now that all this is coming out, his story is that he was on leave and never went back.
He was on leave when?
I don't know. He said he got halfway there, and then he said that when he was on leave. So
first of all, he couldn't have been in Nam because he was only 15 when Vietnam was happening. And when did he start? And he started in the WWE in what year? Like the 80s?
No, in the WWE, but he was wrestling way before then.
Right, when did he start wrestling? Let me look up his wrestling career.
Go ahead. He wrestled.
He was born in 1948.
Okay.
Which means he was 15 when Vietnam was happening.
Okay.
Which means he wasn't in Vietnam. He started in NWA.
Yeah.
In 1972.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, before the 80s, he was wrestling.
So, 1972. So, that means that would have been... So, he was 24 when he started wrestling in 1972.
Yeah.
So, at what point would he have been in the military in order to be part of the military? You know?
After he was 18 and before he was 24, because he left... the military when he was on leave to join to wrestle, he said, in Britain. So that means...
He joined the military in 1980. So he had to join the military in, he said, 18 years?
Probably 18 years. And then he probably worked... Because you got to think about this. He started in the NWA in... Wait. He started in the NWA in 1972, you said, or 76?
72.
He
was 18 in 1966. Right?
You don't start out in the NWA. You start out working a little territorial promotion. So before he got to the NWA...
Yeah. You're right, he did. During the late, you know, he was. You're right, he was working. He was in the AWA and... I'm sure he was bouncing around beforehand.
So, you know what I mean? So, like, when did he start wrestling? Would you question? And then you see when he started wrestling, and that's your time period that he could have been in the military. But they say they don't have any record of it. Why would they have no record of it? It wasn't that long ago. It was the 60s.
Well, I mean, it's still long ago. But you got to look at his age wise. So he would have been in order for him to be in the military, he would have been in the military from 1966 to 1970, basically. Those 4 years is the only time he could have been in the military.
Sometime in those years. Let's say
that he was wrestling.
Let's say 1967 and give him the extra year, okay? and say he graduated late, so it could, you know what I mean, 1967, because of, like, his birthday, 1967. So we say 1967, yeah. He's 18 and he's out of high school. He decides to not go to college. He goes into the military in 67. Maybe he's in the military for 2 years, and in 69, he comes out of the military, and now he's training and wrestling, or maybe even 68. Maybe he did a year. Not even a full year.
Uh-huh.
And he leaves, yeah. And he starts training to wrestle, and he's training to wrestle because you got to figure probably at least a year training before you're ever even in a ring wrestling. Uh-huh. You're not just like all of a sudden you're in the indie circuit. So he's got at least a year training. Then he's starting out in the indie circuit, right? Then he's got his second year. So what do we say? 67, so 68, 69, 70 is his second year in the indie circuit. 71, now he kind of gets out into other places, AWA, and does some things. 72, he signs with NWA. It could fit.
So according, I found this little article. So according to this article they have right here, he claims he served in the military, in the Marine Corps, from 1966 to 1973.
But he can't if he was in the NWA in 1972.
It says that he was already wrestling for the AWA in 1972.
See, that doesn't make sense. He's a liar.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Well, I mean, he claims he was in it, so...
That's crazy. Was he in the reserves? Still in the reserves. Which he could be. He could have been in the reserves while he was wrestling. I just don't buy it. I think Saturn Sun is a fucking liar. I'm downloading him in 2K20. I'm downloading him in 2K19. He's going to be in 2K19 tonight. We're adding him to my team.
I don't know a lot about military either, but I'm pretty sure you can't become a drill sergeant within, like, 2 years.
In fact, that's another thing.
I'm pretty sure you probably have to be in the military for quite some time.
Yeah, I can't say fact, but I'm pretty sure. Yeah, you can't just... You're in the military for that short amount of time. I'm going to talk. I know several Marines. So I'm going to talk to some of them, and I'm going to ask them about it. I'm going to report back on this next week according to my survey of several Marines. I'm going to talk to every Marine that I know. I'm going to message them and ask them about it and ask them how they feel about that.
It's ridiculous. Stolen valor.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So did you see the leaked WrestleMania card? I'm going to try to find this. Hold on.
I think you sent it to me, didn't you?
Did I? I might have.
I thought you did.
I might have. Get up if I did. I did?
I'm going to try to see. I don't know. I think you did, but I don't know.
There's a good chance that I sent it to you. I send you all kind of shit.
Yeah.
I should just post the shit. It is. I got it right here. This is the leaked Mania card right now, and it's fucking... It's shit-tacular. It's absolutely... Shit-tacular. We're going to have Bobby Lashley and Lana versus Rusev and Liv in a mixed tag team match.
They already announced it's going to happen on Raw on Monday.
It's already started. They're doing it. They're practicing the match on the house show circuit right now.
Yeah. We knew it was going that way.
Yeah.
We knew that was the logical movement for it.
I don't want to see that. Nobody cares.
The fact that it's going to go 3 more months is ridiculous. But okay.
That happens. It's ridiculous. Then we've got Randy Orton versus AJ Styles.
Which same as Belga for a while.
Yeah. Samoa Joe, Kevin Owens, and Big Show versus Seth Rollins and AOP in a hardcore tag team match.
Which they pretty much just did last week as well.
Then Becky Lynch versus Shayna Baszler, WWE Raw Women's Championship.
Yeah, which is pretty much what I figure is going to happen because I have Shayna Baszler winning the Women's Royal Rumble.
Bray Wyatt versus Roman Reigns versus Daniel Bryan for the Universal Championship.
Which I also can see happening considering I also have Roman Reigns winning the Royal Rumble and facing The Fiend. at WrestleMania. I don't know how Daniel Bryan is going to get in that match, but they're facing each other at Royal Rumble. So unless that match ends in a no contest or something, okay. But now it's going to be a strap match, so who knows?
Yeah, yeah. And then the main event, Brock Lesnar versus Tyson Fury for the WWE Championship.
Which I don't get at all. That's what I really just don't get. The rest I can probably, I could work and probably figure out and probably say, yeah,
it could all be fake, because that's not even, you got to think of this. There's going to be way more matches than that on the Mania card anyway.
It's all fake, but it's all like matches that are basically are all legit that could probably happen. That they're all kind of building towards.
But I don't think that my honest opinion is I don't think that's a real Mania card that was leaked. I don't.
I don't think it's either.
It's too short.
It's just like it's too far in advance. Like you're talking to, you tell me every storyline you just mentioned on that card is happening right now.
Yeah.
Which means we're going to go another 3 months with everything exactly what's going on right now.
Well, you got to think, all right, ready? So we're already at the end of, we're at the end of January. We got a week left in January. So you got February, March. That's it. And then Mania is the first week of April. It's April 4th or 5th or something.
Fucking 2 months. And you have 2 months and two more pay-per-views to go through.
Yep. You can do it. You can drag it all out. You can make shit happen.
Yeah, but it's not going to, it's just, another 2 months of the same storylines is just dumb.
That aren't good. It'd be good if they were good storylines.
The only one that's decent is the AJ and Randy Orton.
See, here's the thing. So I'm going to call you a smark right now. Because here's the thing, and here's what the whole wrestling community has done. They complained, right, that Vince was flying through shit and everything was just happening and it didn't make any sense. Because, like, there's no, like, everything's just happening so fast and so quick. This is dumb. You need to let things play out. And now, when they do long feuds, they're mad. Oh, it's going to be dragged out and long. Well, you can't have it. Like, it either has to be a long feud or not a long feud. It's one or the other. You got to go with one of them. And if you ask for a long feud, you're going to get a long feud. It just sucks that the feuds suck. If they were good feuds, if you had solid feuds going, I'd be down for a long feud.
Yeah, but the problem is you're not building towards anything because everything you said on that list has already happened. The only thing that hasn't happened is the Rock and the Fiend and Becky Lynch and Shayna Baszler. Everything else on that list has already happened.
Lesnar and Tyson Fury hasn't happened.
Yeah, except for that one. That's not the only one. But that one's more of a showcase anyways. That's not even a freaking real fight.
A rumor. So, did you see the odds for who's going to win the Rumble?
No.
So, the number one guy, the odds leader is Roman Reigns.
Yeah, Roman Reigns wins the Rumble. That's a given. It's already kind of set in stone.
Number two, I forget who number two was. Might have been Daniel Bryan. I could be so off of that.
I could see
Bryan, because Daniel Bryan's in a match. Who was the number two guy?
I don't know, Brock Lesnar?
No. But number three was Cain Velasquez.
Yeah, which is not what I don't fucking, who cares about him? Get him out of here.
Why do you hate on Cain Velasquez? I'm going to download Cain Velasquez.
He's not a wrestler. Get the fuck out of here, Cain Velasquez. Go away.
On a side note, speaking of not wrestlers, did you see the fight last night?
No, I decided it was over quick. I didn't have to. It was over fast.
40 seconds. I watched the end of I saw Holly. I saw the a couple fights before the main event. I saw Holly Holmes, and I saw the main event. 40 seconds, he caught him with that shoulder was ridiculous, like, and he knew what he was doing, came up with a shoulder, he knew when he was going to come in for the clinch, he was ready for it, shifted himself, and just whacked forward with his shoulder twice, and broke his nose with his shoulder, whacked him with his shoulder in the nose twice, broke his nose, and then caught him with a kick to the jaw, and then just pounded on him and pummeled him. Like, it was She just wrecked him. And everyone was hating. I was like, if that's cowboy shit, I'm not too much worried about cowboy shit. But it was, yeah, he whooped his ass. It was pretty crazy.
Yeah.
40 seconds. You can take 40 seconds to watch it. It's worth it. To watch that beat down.
You just go on YouTube and find it.
It's hard, but you'll find it. You can do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was good. I don't know. I don't think that's, I just don't think that's the Mania card. I don't even know what I said after that.
Like I said, I mean, it's all stuff that's already like that, like the 6-minute tag, they just did that last week.
Yep.
And the last week, the mixed tag they're doing tomorrow. Yep. And you know what I mean? So it's like you've already done all these matches.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I just think that's just a bunch of shit to get the smarks on the internet, the marks all worked up, and get them whining and bitching and complaining because they love to whine and bitch and complain and cry about everything. So
I don't know what I'm not really sure what their plan. I mean, the only one I know for sure is that.
Look, I'd do something like that. I would print something like that out and make it look like that and put it out because I do heel shit, and
yeah.
I would do that shit because I do heel shit. But that's not real.
For sure, like the only ones I can even think of for sure would be Roman Reigns versus The Fiend. And Becky and Shayna Baszler. The only two are actually even... And
they might not even be Randy, for sure. And there's Randy rumor and there's are, rumor that Ronda's coming back for the Rumble.
She's not coming back. She's not coming back.
Why not? All our girls are here.
Dude, she's having a baby.
When is she having a baby?
Sometime soon.
Is she pregnant right now? Is she pregnant right now?
She wants to have a baby.
Is she pregnant right now?
Johnny, I don't know. I have no idea. I have no idea.
Call her.
Dude. Like, what else has she done? She's done nothing.
Exactly. She's coming back. She'll be back.
She's not training. She's not doing anything.
You don't know if she's training. What are you like? Do you stalk her? Do you watch her house? It's kind of weird if you're watching her house.
You're on Twitter. Just tweet her. Hey, what are you doing? Are you pregnant? Are you? You know, you're on Twitter.
You're on Twitter. Just tweet her.
Yeah. Right.
This doesn't really work like that, guy. It's not really how that works. they tweeted me. Got to respond to it. I mean, I can do that, but I'm probably not going to get a response from her. Oh, hey, Puff. I know I'm kind of a big deal, but I'm not like that big of a deal. Then I'm just going to get a guaranteed response there. That was funny though. Good for you. That was good. That was really good. shit. But whatever. I don't know. That's what I think it's going to be. But we'll talk more about that as we get to the Rumble next week. Save all your Rumble shit for that because we're going to rip that whole card apart, tear it down. We're going to talk Worlds Collide. I think Worlds Collide is going to be amazing.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a good fit to replace that NXT show that would be there.
Yeah. They're also doing, I agree. They're also, it's supposed to be another, there's supposed to be another Saudi Arabia show between now and Mania.
Who cares about that, though? That's a showcase. Nobody cares about that.
I know.
It's going to be on a Thursday.
Yeah, or some random day.
It's on a Thursday. It's going to be on a Thursday. It's a fact. It's dumb. Nobody cares about that. Saudi Arabia doesn't count. We're not even going to acknowledge that show.
Yeah.
But I want to say this before we get out of here today. I want to say, if you've been, you know, you remember Samuel Shaw, right?
Huh?
Remember Samuel Shaw from Impact? He had that gimmick where he was a stalker and he was stalking Madison Rayne.
Yeah, I remember him, yeah.
He's now in WWE. He's signed to NXT and he wrestles under the gimmick they gave him is Dexter Loomis.
Okay.
Like Dexter from Dexter and Loomis, yeah. Like Dr. Loomis from Halloween.
Okay.
So he's like a serial killer. He comes out with like this meat and blood protecting apron. He's got, yeah. He showed up in Evolve, and it looks like he's going to have a little Evolve run as they get him ready to come up to NXT. He just had a match this weekend against, he had a couple matches, the second one being against the Evolve champion, Josh Briggs. Spoiler alert, cover your ears. Josh Briggs wins. But it was a good debut if you've been interested in him and wanted to see. I've been waiting to see that guy since he went over there. He's one of the guys that hadn't showed up. They also had DJ Z, who now goes by Joaquin Wild, was down in Evolve for that this weekend. And a couple other people. Indy Hartwell was down there. He's NXT signees. Now kind of being used down there and building that up. But check that out. There was two Evolves, 143 and 145. The next one coming, next two coming up are on Leap Year in New York and March 1st in Melrose. I'll be in Melrose. Are you trying to go to Melrose?
Possibly. When is it?
March 1st.
What day is
it? Saturday.
Saturday?
Or Sunday. It's a Saturday or a Sunday. It's a weekend. I'll tell you right now. I'm going to bring my calendar up over here. I got to let my Google Calendar load, and I'll tell you what day it's on. March 1st is a Sunday. So it's a Sunday show. Don't be a vag. Come out there. We'll be out there live. We'll pop on the air a little bit and do some shit. We'll do some shit, man. It'll be a fun time, and that's 45 and 46, because this was 43 and 44. So... No, this was 43 and 44, I think, was this Evolve. So it'll be 45 and 46 next. Whatever. But that's going to be a good time. That's Leap Year and March 1st. Other than that, next week we've got the kickoff shows for Royal Rumble and Worlds Collide. We're going to run down everything. Mike, bring your guesses of who's going to... We'll have a good idea of who's going to be in the Rumble.
But should know by then.
Bring your ideas of... We'll talk rumor and innuendo and who people think are going to show up. We'll talk odds and shit and like really dive into the Rumble and break it down for you. That's going to be here next week. You got anything else to say?
No, that's it.
I got a question for you.
What?
What's the score of the game?
Chiefs are winning 21-17.
Who's got the ball?
Chiefs.
How much? What quarter and how much time?
2 minutes to go on the third.
Still plenty of time. Let's go Titans. I want to see the Titans.
Chiefs got the ball. They are on the 33.
Their own 33 or Titans 33?
Titans
33. Oh, that's not good. That's not good. Let's go Titans. I want the Titans versus the Niners.
The Titans are finally starting to
look like the Titans.
Yeah,
starting to
look like the Titans again.
Well, that's horrible. Niners are going to be in the Super Bowl. I don't really care. That's all that really counts.
Also.
So, hopefully next week we're here telling you that the Niners are going to be in the Super Bowl. Until then. I'm Sean Puff.
And I'm AK.
And this has been Smarks, Spot Monkeys, and Super Geeks. Hey, Cena, get us out of here. Big ups, Boston.
Represent Dirty South, represent Chi-Town, LA, they don't do that thing. Got a little something bubbling in the bean bottle, man, you know? I got my crew right back, gonna show you how it's done. Straight up, hitting 1-2 like Manny and Ortiz, you heard? It's John Cena, baby, and we heating up the bean pot. Big up Boston, you know the whole team, hot. Yo, we free. fresh, y'all a little bit stale. And we about to make it ugly just like Kevin McHale. Seen it taking over, I'm about to make the scene mine. I got a tea party, baby, meet me on the green line. Ain't too many kids that flow better than me. Roll thick like Yaz and Sideburns in 73. Like Tom Brady in the Pats, we rolling kings. Cross me and pay a toll like the Tobin Bridge. From the home of the curse, y'all know what I mean. We like the left field wall, stacking monster cream. Knock you out of the park, you land in Yorkie Way. My shit be butter, but around here we say parking. I rep my home team, we taking over the industry. Like the big dick, baby, nobody can finish me.
The smarts in here, yeah.